Do you have any ideas on how buying this share in the project would affect compensation that would be given to local municipalities for the impact the project would have on their areas? Recently, numbers came out that local municipalities are looking at $800 million upfront, mm-hmm. and then $16.5 billion spread out during the life of the project in tax revenue, or PILT.
It wouldn't affect it at all. I mean, we'd be one of four partners involved in that, and so that wouldn't change that. It wouldn't change that at all. The impact payments. That's another concession that the state has made. Without those negotiations, the amount that would have normally paid would be about $1 billion more than that. So we've given up about $1 billion in impact payments, for the good of the project, and that's fine. I'm certainly supportive of that. But so it's only an issue if there's a project, and right now we're trying to make sure that there actually is a project. Lots of discussion, lots of meetings, but I don't see a lot of ink on paper with signatures about some of these issues that need to be resolved now.
There has been talk that the physical pipeline, there's a lot of work that's been done on that. But as you said, there hasn't been a whole lot done in, the agreement on how this is going to come together between all the players. What is it going to take to get there?
Well, you're correct. There's been a lot of technical work done as far as right-of-way, FERC application, there's an export license been granted, those kinds of technical pieces are fine. It's the commercial side that's not coming together as I'd hoped it would. The commercial side that deals with issues associated with, governance, jurisdiction, dispute resolutions, gas balancing. We've got the PILT payment in lieu of tax portion that has been completed, but the piece that I want most important to me of all of those is to make sure that in the event any one of the partners withdraw, it doesn't stop the project. That the project continues on, and there's gas available for that. So we're trying to address that issue in the reserves tax piece of legislation. So, but that's a key for me is that many times we've had different starts with this, but it's never completed because the commitment isn't there to put the gas into the project. So that's got to be that's a must have from the standpoint of Alaska.
And there's controversy over the reserves tax because some believe that it will be a disincentive for some of the producers to be involved, to continue involvement in the project. What do you say to that?
Yeah, it's just the opposite of that. The problem is no place else in the world are they allowed to sort of not put gas into a project and to prevent it from going forward. And I want to make sure that in this project that they don't. All the reserve tax will be is basically, it doesn't come into play if they make a commitment to put the gas in the project. And if they say, we'd rather develop one of our LNG projects elsewhere in the world, which they have every right to do, and we'd rather not do one in Alaska, which they have every right to say that, but they don't have every right to say is we're not going to allow the gas, which, is under our leases, to be re-injected. We'll put that into a project, either sell it at the wellhead, we'll sell it in the marketplace, we'll toll it through the pipeline, but re-injecting it and keeping a project from happening in Alaska, while we have a $3 billion deficit, I don't think so.